In Bavel, in order for us to wash something, we have to do giyus. Giyus is a stronger type of a cleaning. You have to rub it against a stone. That's called giyus. So he said, in Bavel, our cleaning is not as good as Eretz Yisrael. For us to get something clean, we have to make a giyus. We have to rub it against a stone. That's like kibush Shalhem. In Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Shoyim Meimeyim Yofim, could be they had better water in Eretz Yisrael. Oysamonim Yofim Oilem, they had better soap there. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to rub it too much. They were just soaking in water, and they were able to clean it. Mashenken, by us, we have to rub it very carefully to get it clean. Now, V'yamrit, never giyot, if you want us to do our giyot, to rub it, to make it clean, ma'avra le'chumrata. We have to be afraid, chumrata, that's the stone, Rashi says, the evin, that you rub it on. If you have to rub it strong against the stone, we have to be afraid that will take away the blood stains also. So, maybe we can't have this test. Because for us to wash it, we have to wash it with rubbing it against the stone, and that will take off the blood stains also. So we don't have the faith to just to get the shechvas there off and let the blood stain stay there. Right, so who the Yosla came with the Rabbi Gamliel? By Rebbe. Again, another chosson came in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Omale Rebbe told to Rebbe, be out of le matzosi dam. Again, I lived with my wife the first time last night, and there was no dam on the sheet. So I have a taina, she lived with another man before this. That's why there's no dam. Omra le Rebbe, she said back, and no adayim besulani. The wife was complaining and saying, no, I'm a besula. Omra lehem, so Rebbe said, if so, let me see the sheet. No. Vice says here also that he couldn't check the sheet here. Psalm, they lost the sheet. The sheet wasn't around. So Omra lehem, so Rebbe said like this. Rabbi Gamliel said, Heviyoli shtei shvachis. Bring me two maids. Shivcha kananes, bring me two maids. Achas besula v'yachas bula. One that we know she's a psula, we know a young girl, didn't live with anybody yet. And one we know is married already, she lived with a man already. Hey, V'yaloi, so they brought from Gamliel two mates. V'yayshiva na pichav yeshoyayin. And what did he do? He put them, made them sit on top of a barrel of wine. Bula, the one that lived with a man already, recha naidif. The smell of the wine went through a body out of a mouth. So when he smelled the by a mouth, he smelled the wine. Pesula, the one that didn't live with a man yet, so down there was closed more. Ein recha naidif, the smell did not go through a body, didn't come out by a mouth. So Rabbi Gamliel first checked it out to make sure this works. Now what he did is he took this kala, avzu, this Jewish kala now, hoshiva, he put her on top of the barrel of wine, flohoy recha naidif, and no smell of wine came out from her. So Maloi, he told the husband, leich go home, zochad mecha. You should know she's a psula. Ah, you didn't see any dam. Mistama, you were hito last night. You didn't make a good beer last night. Like, oh, she's a psula. There's nothing wrong with her. So, but the Gemara, the Kashan on Gamliel, for Nivdik mi kora begavo, why didn't he check right away with her? Like, for what purpose did he first have to bring two shvachos and then check out with the kala? What do we care about the shvachos? What's megay to us is this kala a psula or a bula? So, the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Gamliel was only Gemara Heavy Shmile. He learned it in yeshiva, that's the way he's supposed to do. He learned it, his Rebbe taught him, that's the way to check out if an isha is a psula or a bula. But Maisele Heavy Chazi, he never saw the way they really did it. Like he didn't have shimish in it yet. He never saw them really do the actual action of checking it out. For Savas, we thought, Dilma Lekimle Begavo, maybe he doesn't know how to do it so well. So Benilsa, maybe he himself doesn't know how to check it out so well. Benilsa Shapri doesn't know how to do it so well. So what is he going to do? So to bring the kala right away, it's not so nice. It's not so good to check it out first with Jewish girls. Like another way is he should have got a Jewish lady that was married and a Jewish girl that's not married and checked it out first with two Jewish girls. Like why do you take shvachas for? Teretz says it's not nice, you mazalz of them. So he'd be zoyin to check them out. So you don't want to take Jewish girls, lezazulim of Nesh Yisrael, to make a zilzul, to embarrass them. So therefore what he did first is he took shvachas. Shvachas, shivcha, kananas, they don't bind, doesn't bother them, they're over them, have nus anyway, to them it didn't bother them. So he took two shvachas, he first checked it out to make sure this test is a good test. When he proved it that it's a good test, then he tried out on the kala, and he saw taka, the wine didn't come through, the smell didn't come through, it was a raya, she's a real psula. So Rashi learns, Recha noida, the smell should come through, mipia, from her mouth. Merecha and Recha yain, she nichnas laderech pesach apsuach. That if she was pesach apsuach on the bottom, the smell goes through her body, and comes out through her mouth. That's the way he checked it out.
says, he heard that they checked out, that's the way they checked out, by Bnei Gilad, if they had Znus or not. But he himself never saw it done yet. So that's why he wanted to make sure he knows how to do it, so he checked it out first.
Wasn't the husband boiler already? What kind of proof is that?
No, so, you're right. So, what you have to say is, he was Hita. He didn't do it the right way, he went to the sideways, he didn't break the Psulim. Because really, if Psulim are still there, really, it's like we had before, it's shy to make it be a bayatia, by going in a little bit on the side. So we have to say, if the smell didn't come through, she's tack of Sula. You're right, I had beer last night. You had to say it was a tia. It was through the sides. Right, another case is, Ahudi Yosla Kavadurim Durab Gamliel Hazakin. Another time, a chosin came in front of him, Gamliel Hazakin. Oh, my Lord, Rebbe, be out, Tibloy Mitzosi Dam. I lived with my wife last night, and I looked at the sheet. There was no dam there. I have a tainer. She lived with a man before. Omer Rebbe, then they asked her, what did she say? She said, you should know, mi mishpachas durdiki ani. Like Rashi before brought down, I come from a special family. That this family is shein lem le'dam nidav le'dam besulim. We don't have any blood, not any blood on the body, but we don't have dam besulim and dam nidav. She never has dam nidus, and just what she didn't have dam besulim, but she never lived with a man before. Just that's her nature, they don't have any dam besulim. So both of Rabbi Gamliel b'Kroivos there, Rabbi Gamliel checked out her Kroivos, her sisters, her mother, to find out, and it came out she's telling the truth, that she comes from this family, Durdiki, they don't have dam. So Omar Loi, so Rabbi Gamliel Zorkin said back to the Chosin, Leich Zorkin Amecha, go home and take your wife, like you have no proof to say she lived with a man before, because she doesn't have any dam, that's her Metzias. And Masal P. Raiv, she's the Cheskas Kashrus. You have no right to say she lived with a man. How about that she's mutter to you? And he ended off, Ashrecha Shezachisa Le Mishpacha Zdudiki. Like it's good for you, Ashrecha, that you got such a good Mishpacha. And we'll soon see, it wasn't really a Bracha. It's a Shaila how Bechal is allowed to say it. We'll soon see. For the Gemara, first of all, my Zdudiki. What does the word Zdudiki mean? In the Gemara, Dor Ketua. Like the cut off generation. What does that mean? So like this, we'll soon see. Now, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tanchumim Shel Hevel Nichumim Rabbi Gamliel Yosish. That's what Rabbi Gamliel told this Chosin. You Ashrecha B'necho, like you're happy, you got a good deal here. He didn't really mean it. It's Nichumim Shel Hevel. It's not really true what he said. How was he allowed to say it? So some say that's a Gemara. Later we'll see that by Shammai says you're allowed to be Mefamech Chosin Mekala. You're allowed to say Kala Chasude V'Noah, even though she's not so nice. You're allowed to lie. If they are Shalom, you're allowed to lie. Like here, the guy married her already. So if he married her already, it's not nice to say, you got a lemon here, you got something wrong. You have to say already, you got something good, you're allowed to lie. But really, it's a lemon here. Why? Tetoni Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia says like this, Kishem Shasor Yofalisa. The same way sourdough is good for dough, it makes the bread rise, is Kach Domim Yofalisha. It's very good if your wife sees a lot of dam nidus. The more blood she sees, the more she'll be able to become pregnant to have children. But over here, she doesn't have any dam nidus. Ms. Thomas is not going to have any children. Rashi says, Dor ketua, shein lem loy dam nidav loy dam besulim. And vayta yof, alishas ak Rashi, lamay loy royin. The more dam she sees, the more she'll become pregnant easier. Mashenkin over here, that the lady doesn't have dam, it's a question of she'll ever have children or not. So really, it wasn't such a good nekach. Vayta betono, mishum rabbi meya. Kolisha shedomeh merubim. Anisha, that the more dam nidah she sees, the more blood she sees, is bonim merubim. She's an Anisha, she'll be able to come pregnant easy, she'll have a lot of children. So Mele, he didn't really say a good shvach back, but the pshat is, he just said, since you got married already, anyway, I'll give you a shvach. Itmar Rabbi Yirmi Barab Oma, Zocha b'mekcho amalei. All he just said is, Zocha, keep the mekach you got, that's all. Rabbi Yosi Barab Oma, no, he taka said back, Nischaya b'necha. You got a lemon, you got something bad. Rashi says, Akorchok the kabel choiva, habolacha. Akorchok you forced, you married already. I'm not saying you have to give her a get, but you should know it's not so good what you got. Right. Omalei. Vishloim eleman di yom anischaya. Vishloim, the one that says you didn't get such a good deal here. Haino the Rabbi Chanina. That's what Rabbi Chanina said. That the less blood, the less dam nidus there is, the less chance you'll have to become pregnant. So it's not a good nekach. Elo leman diyoma zocha. But according to one that he said, no zocha, you got something good. Ma'is chusa. What is good about it? She won't be able to become pregnant.
Teretiz akoponim, the loyoslu de sofik nida. You'll never have a problem about living with the sofik nida, because you'll never have dam nidus. So this much least you'll be lucky. You'll never have a shayla of nidus, she'll always be mutter to you, and you'll never have a sofik of a dam nidus. Mashaykin, what? Okay, all right. But I call upon him, by regular lady, she sees dam, so Zainikim, you have a sofik, if it's a maratome, not a maratome, you have sveikis. But this lady, I call upon you, will never have any doubts. So this one prat, you got a good deal. Fighter, who the yosle came with the Rebbe? Omar le Rebbe, the alti blei matzosi dam. Again, the chosin told Rebbe, I lived with my wife last night, no dam on the sheet. Omar le Rebbe, she said back to him, adayim besula, you see, no, you should know I'm really a besula. I didn't live with a man before this. Why didn't any dam come out last night? You should know, ushnei betzuras havoi, that it's a hungry year. Kitsu, she didn't eat. She's very skinny. That could also cause her not to see dam because of that. So raw Rebbe saw taka shepneim shchurim, that their faces were black. They were mamish starving. It's siva alayim's Rebbe commanded them ve'echnisim l'merchatz, first go take a shower ve'arabeth house ve'echilam, he gave them good to eat ve'ashkuyim, he gave them good to drink ve'echnisim l'cheder, and he said now go live together. Boal, they lived again u'motzadam, and this time taka dam came out. Or my loyser, Rebbe told the chosim, leich zocha v'mekcha, go and be zocha with your mekach. And Kori Rebbe Aleim, Rebbe called upon this isha, the pasuk of tzofat oiram, al atzmam yovesh oyikets, that sometimes their skin got so dried up, mamish like eitz, like from hunger, if you don't eat so well, your skin could dry up, so that's why no dam came out. So pshat is, the skin was dried up there. But, so this is the locker also. But you have to check out first to make sure they don't look too pale, that they're not too skinny because they didn't eat enough. Therefore, the answer is to make the meat, get them healthy again, and then you'll see dam would come out. Right. Bisula, the locher is ksubasum asayin. If you marry a psula, nisha didn't live with a man yet, her ksub is $200. The almona, if you marry an almona, mona. And almona doesn't only mean that she was married, but it means that she lived with the first husband. At least she had chuppah with him at least. Then, if she had chuppah with a man, she loses a chain already by the second husband, it's not the same thing anymore, he only has to give her $100. But what about, though, besula? Let's say an isha still a besula. She did not have chuppah with the first husband. But almona, you know, in other words, she got married to one husband, just with kedushin, and the husband died before they had chuppah. Or else gerusha, the first husband gave her a get before they had chuppah. Or else v'chalutza, a case also, a husband died after Kedushin, and the brother-in-law gave a chalitza, min erisin. If all these things took place only from erisin, she never had chuppah with the first husband, the lach is ksubas l'masayim. She still has a lach to get a ksub of masayim, 200. But she didn't lose a chain yet. Since she didn't have chuppah with a man yet, she didn't lose a chain to the second husband. It's called the first time she's with a man. So that's a special chain, you have to give her $200. V'yesh len tainis besulim. Also, the husband now has tainis psula mana. On the tzad that there's no blood then, or pesa psuach, he has a taino, like how come? Like as far as I know, you didn't live with the first husband. So it could be that sometime we had kedushin to our chuppah, maybe you live with another man in between, and you're rasa to me. So this ishi, even though she was married to a husband before, but since she didn't have chuppah before, she's supposed to be a psula. And if you find it out to be a pesa psuach without damim, you have a tainis dam. So the Gemara, my almona. What's the slushin of an almona? How do you get a name almona? Why is a widow called an almona? So Amar Rav Chana begidato, Rav Chana from the place Rashi Demin Bidgot, the name of the city, almona ashe mona. The reason why we call her a mona, because that's how much money she gets. A mona pashigaret, on the money she gets, is called a mona. For the Gemara, if so, almona min erisin Michael Neymar, like the Mishnah says, if your first husband died, but you only had Kedushin, not Nesuyin, you still get $200? So why do we call her an Amona? She shouldn't be called an Amona, she gets 200. And the Gemara, I did the high Koril Amona, high Nami Koril Amona. In other words, since a regular Amona widow is usually that they live together, and then the husband died. So since in that case, where they live together, they call her an Amona, they call an Amona all over. Even in the case where they only had Kedushin. For the Gemara, of Amona, the Ksiva Birais, the Michael Meima. Christ in the Torah calls her an Amona. I don't call it in the Torah itself, or at least I call upon him, Echveis Bezmana Torah, Bekitza, Rashi says, V'adayla nitkinu ksubas. The ksuba of an Amona, for sure we had before, according to everybody, is only at the Koras Chachamim. was only machlokes that the ksuba of a psula is midiraisa or not. But everybody agrees the ksuba of an amono is only midirabonin. So bizman ha-Torah, they didn't have $100 for the amono. Why did they call her an amono then? Like, why in the Torah she called an amono? Tomorrow says, the Yasidin Rabbonin de Miskinei Lamonin. Interesting. The Torah calls her now an Amona because they knew that later on in history the Rabbonim are giving him sakin for a widow that she only gets $100. That's why now they called her Amona. An Amona. For the Gemara, Umi Kosev Kuro Liyosid, does a pasuk in the Torah talk about now something that's first going to take place later? Like you call a name now for something that will be later? The Gemara says, in yes. The pasuk says, "V'shem anor ashlishi chidekel." The third nor is called chidekel. Why? Who aholech kidmas Asher? They go through the east side of Asher. And V'tana Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, "Asher, what's this lashon Asher? Zul Slika. That's the city called Slika." Rashi says, "Shem Meir." And the kasher is, "Mi havoi? Was there such a city yet? We didn't have such a city like that yet." Ela the pshat is the asida that the city will eventually be. Such a city will be. Here also that it will be. So since there will be a time that an amona will get $100 for ksuba, that's why now the Torah calls her an amona. So the Torah call her name now on a future event that will happen later on. Motor, that we have rain is mashke, it makes the ground wet. Marva, it makes it grow well. Mezavil, it fertilizes it. Umadin, it makes it look nice. Umamshech, it makes it to flow. All these things, water does the ground. And Omar Rava bar Rabbi Shmuel v'Taima Rav Yema bar Shalmiya. My Kro, where's this pasuk for this? Pasuk says Talmiya Rava Nachas Gedudeha Brevivim Talmugneha Tzom Chotvorach. That Brevivim means a nice rain. It comes down. All these nice things would happen. It makes the ground nice, smooth, shine. All these nice things happen because of the matter. Omar Rabbi Loza. Mizbeach, the Mizbeach we have is Meziach. Meziach, the Havimin it was, it means it's Mechaper, it cleans us. Umezin, it protects us. Umezin, it's Mefarnas us. Umezin means it gives us food. Rashi says it means Bezchus HaKarbonus Oilam Nizan. Because of the Karbonus we live. Shakarbonus Boyim in Amozen. Because Karbonus come from animals, come from food. For Gormim Lebrocha. As if we do a mitzvah with the animal, we bring it for a carbon, that makes the bracha, we'll have more animals. So because of the carbonus, it's amazing, it gives us more food. Mechaved, Mizbech, makes us love Hashem, Trashi, Es Yisrael, Alaviyem, it makes Klai, so love Hashem, and Mechaper, it forgives us for that virus we did. That's what the Mizbech does. Frati Gemara, Hainu Mechaper, Hainu Mezich, his Avimener is, Mezich also takes away the virus, so that's Mechaper, Mechaper forgives us for that virus. So what's the two lashonos of Meziach? You're moving something away. And the Gemara, Meziach Gezeris. Meziach means it takes away any bad degrees that are supposed to come against Klai Yisrael, the Mizbeach takes away. Or Mechaper Avenis, another thing it does is, it takes away the Averis of Klai Yisrael. For Yomar Avchonon Begitatoi, Tamri, dates, is Meshchonon, Trashi Mechamamais, it heats us, it gives us, it warms us up, Masviyin, it fills us up, Meshalston, it makes us go. Ma'ashrin, it Rashi Ma'azikos, it makes us strong, gives us strength. V'loy Mefankin, Rashi Eino Marabois, it's not harmful. It's not harmful to us. Eino Marabois is Tenisa, it doesn't make us become an Istinus, doesn't make us become a Mafunik. So there's something, all these things are very good about tomorrow, about dates. And Omar Rav says, Ochal Tomorim, if somebody eats dates, is Al Yoira, you're not supposed to pass in the Shiloh. The Rashi Shuma Roh, the Fisher Torah does die to Kishikr. If you eat dates, it makes you a little bit shikr, like wine. Therefore, if you eat dates, you shouldn't pass in the Shiloh. The Mor Meis V'Yavakasha, it says, Tomorim Shachris, if you eat dates in the morning, V'Yavris or at night time, Yofis, it's very good for you. Like we just said, it does all these good things. V'Mincha, if you eat in the middle of the daytime, by Mincha time, Rois, then it's bad for you. We'll soon see. The pshat is in the Gemara's times, they used to eat in the morning, pas shachris, and they used to eat at night. So the kids says, good to eat it tomorrow after a meal. But in the afternoon, they didn't eat. So an empty stomach, then it's no good for you. It's like very strong, it can make you shikha. Pitzarayim, that's in the early evening. That's mamish right after supper. And kemoisan, that's the best thing then. Right after a meal, that's the best time to eat them. Trashen kemoisen v'toyves yaisa miyarvis. It's even better than eating it late at night. The frishena mukiv v'yoyim milelech l'sadus l'beis akisei. Because it gives you shoshel, it makes you empty out also. So in the early evening, it's easy to go to the beis akisei. It used to be outside in the fields. But at night time, it's not so easy to go to the beis akisei then, so you're better off eating it after supper in the early evening than late at night. It takes away three bad things from us. If ye dates, ma'ashava ro, it takes away bad thoughts. So Rashi says the pshat is from daiga. The person is worrying, he thinks bad things. But if ye dates, you have none to worry about, you won't think bad things. To chayli mayin, it cleans up your stomach, you won't have... and a nice time to go to the Beis Kisi outside, a little bit of problem. It's a side problem. Tefter the Marmiya, meaning the Marmiya is Nakashi now. Like you're telling me now, tomorrow is always good. Tomorrow, it says what, if you eat tomorrow, you can't paskin, Mashma does something bad for you, and here it says it does good for you. So Gemara says, Miya, meaning the Mali, Aluya Mali, did I say it's no good? Avad, it's very good, he dates. But if he shows right if he dates, is Tirda. It bothers you a little bit. It gets you a little bit shikker. Not that there's anything wrong about it. We're just saying, after you eat dates, you shouldn't pass on the shayla. Me did they have yacharma the same way by drinking wine. The yamamar, ha-shoysa revias yain. If somebody drank a revias of wine, al yairah. You're not supposed to pass on the shayla. There's nothing wrong with drinking wine. Just it affects your mind a little bit. You have to wait till the effect goes away. The boy is saying, another territory like this, lakasha. Ho mekami nahama, ho labosa nahama. If you eat the dates before bread on an empty stomach, then it's no good for you, and it makes you a little shikker. But if you eat it after the meal, then it's very good. So Yomer Abba, Yomer Liyem, Abba says that my mother told me, that tamri makmi nahama, if you eat dates before the bread, before the meal, ki nargala dekula, it's very bad. It's like a nargala, like a hammer, going into the dekula, to the barrel. You'll break a barrel. Mashenkin bosanama, after you eat the bread, after the meal, kiyarvuladosho. It's like Rashi Machzika says, aguf, kebriya chazadelis. That's like you put the bolt on the door. Kiyarvuladosho means the bolt that goes on the door to lock the door. It's something good. Here also, it's machazik, it makes you strong, teeth the dates after the meal. Omar Rava. Rava says, derach shame, Omar Rava, derach shame darga. The pshat from derach shame, that's a darga. And Amarova Derech Gag Puria. The Derech to a Gag is Puria, is the bed. And Amra Papa. Dosha. What does the word Dosha mean? Amarova Derech Shom, the way to it. That's what the Dosha means. The Dosha means a bolt. We call it Dosha. It comes from the word Derech Shom, go there. Darga. What do we call something a Darga? Amarova Derech Gag. I mean, that's the way to go to the roof. That's why it's called darga. That's like a ladder to go up to the roof. Puria, a bed. Why do we call it a bed? Puria. I'm a rapapa, sheporin v'rov and aleha. Because on a bed, that's where your wife becomes pregnant. You pour v'rov on top of the bed. That's why they call the bed puria. I'm a rav Nachman, rav Yitzchak. Af, on